Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
On the right side, goes up and dunks it down with the right hand.
The Golden State Warriors on sister station KNBR appear to have their mojo back in Game 5 of the NBA playoff series with the Houston Rockets, but it's been a knockdown, drag-out fight through almost three quarters of basketball. Now the Warriors lead the Rockets 66-63. KGO 810's Bruce McGowan has been following the game for us tonight in Oakland, and he joins us now with the very latest. Bruce?
Yeah, John, the fans are not thrilled with the officiating tonight because the Rockets have gone up the line 33 times to the Warriors 14, and that has kept Houston in the game. Houston also getting a well-balanced scoring effort. All five starters in double figures. James Harden with 12 and Dwight Howard with 14. The Warriors, though, shot a dreadful 22% in the first quarter and were lucky to only be trailing after one quarter by 5 points. Then Steph Curry and Klay Thompson started to light it up from three-point land, but Thompson got in foul trouble, and he's been sitting on the bench for the last 7 minutes. He has a game-high 20. And again, this one, as you mentioned, John, they go right down to the wire. Warriors with 2:33 left to go in this game. Fans a little tentative, but they're hopefully expected that the Warriors will be able to close this thing out. Warriors lead it 67-65 over the Houston Rockets. And of course, the winner goes on to the NBA Championship Series against Cleveland. Live at Oracle, Bruce McGowan, KGO 810 Sports.
More trouble tonight for ex-49er Ray McDonald. He is back in the Santa Clara County Jail. McDonald was the subject of a domestic violence dispute Monday morning. He bailed out of jail later that day, but that incident got him arrested again just before 3 o'clock this afternoon. Santa Clara Police Sergeant, Lieutenant, I should say, Kurt Clark.
Our detectives learned Ray McDonald had violated a restraining order for being at a residence in Santa Clara. They were able to locate him at a nearby Togo's at 2203 Tasman Drive. He was arrested without incident and transported to our police department.
The 6'3", 290-pound defensive lineman was charged with misdemeanor domestic violence and child endangerment involving his ex-fiancée and their infant daughter.
All over the police cars and SWAT team all around the Arco gas station.
And now to Antioch, where that hostage situation we've been telling you about all afternoon was actually a crime spree that devolved into an intense standoff. KGO 810's Mike Simpson reports from Antioch, where the drama began to unfold just before noon.
A report came in of a man fleeing a crash involving a stolen car out of Walnut Creek. He was near Auto Center Drive here in Antioch. Police say that's when he stole a new car with no plates on it. But he ditched it, carjacked another vehicle, then came back into Antioch, crashing again, trying to carjack others at an Arco station on Contra Loma that became the center of attention, pointing his gun at a CHP officer, and was fired upon. The three-hour standoff and hostage situation involving the owner of the Arco and his employee. They were both released.
Police tell us the 35-year-old suspect with a long criminal history surrendered peacefully. A new glitch on the iPhone can cause a mysterious shutdown when users receive a certain kind of text message. Tech blogs say the problem only happens when the iPhone receives messages with a specific string of characters, including some in Arabic. But some pranksters are sharing the information about the glitch on social media and using it to crash iPhones.
Test results show that the bridge is safe.
The long-awaited testing on those so-called brittle bolts on the new eastern span of the Bay Bridge shows the span is not vulnerable vulnerable to a collapse during a major earthquake. KGO 810's Terry Hardesty reports.
Crews tested all 408 of the 424 tower anchor rods on the Bay Bridge. Caltrans says 99.5% of the rods passed the pull test. Bay Bridge spokeswoman Leah Robinson Leach.
Test results show that the bridge is safe and is performing as designed.
Caltrans began investigating the strength of the bolts on the Bay Bridge after 32 broke after soaking in water. In this recent test, two of the rods did not pass.
We are having them sent into a lab for further analysis.
The next phase, find out how long the bolts will remain sound.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:04.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly. Sign up to become an O'Reilly O Rewards member today and start earning instantly. O Rewards members earn $5 back for every $150 they spend, so if you haven't become a member yet, what are you waiting for? It's fast, easy, and free. O Rewards, it's your road to exclusive offers only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My cigar-loving friends, that buzzing sensation you feel in your back pocket is your wallet talking to you. Because it knows that for a limited time and only when you order your favorite cigars from FamousSmoke.com, your wallet is going to get fat and happy with an instant 10% cash back on your next cigar purchase. All the best and highest-rated brands are already on sale at low FamousSmoke.com prices, like Monte Cristo, Cuba Cuba, Romeo, Partagas, and La Gloria, which makes this cash back offer the icing on the cake. So let's keep your wallet happy and your humidor full. And if you need a new humidor, we can even help you there too. It only takes one click to get your free money back. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to save when you order the cigars you love. Get 10% of your hard-earned cash back in your wallet. With your order of $75 or more today, you won't get a bigger return on your cigar dollar from anywhere else. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to order today. FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
It is 8:05 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY. Eastbound 80 at Treasure Island. It was an accident involving a motorcycle in the left lane, but it looks like these things are coming and going fast right now. It looks like they may have cleared that already. The traffic was already heavy anyway back to 101 and on northbound 101 back to Cesar Chavez. But now, about a mile past Treasure Island on eastbound 80, please watch out for a roll of carpet reported to be in the left lane. And Livermore, westbound 580, a little after Greenville Road, you got some construction up there. That's got traffic pushing back to North Flynn now. In Antioch, eastbound 4, emergency road work at Contra Loma still has you jammed back to Loveridge Road, but it looks like they're actually getting it picked up on schedule. They said about 8, and traffic is beginning to move slowly but surely. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Attorney Kuvara any question related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney, ex-insurance adjuster, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. This is a free evaluation. Call today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Overcast and cool is what you're looking at as you head out the door tomorrow morning. After that, here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Your Thursday afternoon is going to be warmer around the bay and inland with plenty of sun, occasional high clouds. We'll continue the warming trend for your Friday, low 60s to mid 80s. And then Saturday is going to be a repeat performance of Friday. And then by Sunday night into Monday morning, a slight chance of light showers.
It is clear in 61 in Fairfield, 55 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Hello, it's showtime again, good people.
I like waking up in the morning, breathing in the air, and realizing I've made it through the night and I haven't wet the bed.
Guess what day it is?
Hump day!
Wednesday.
Hump day!
Wednesday.
Guess what day it is?
It's Wednesday. Who doesn't get excited about Wednesday?
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go with the Heather program live around the Bay and around the world at KGOradio.com. Get the app in the App Store today. KGO Radio, KGO to go wherever you go. So coming up, we're going to be talking, and this is very interesting. Now, you're going to say, Drex, this is just crazy. Is it time that chimps are given legal rights?
This is just crazy, Drex.
It's not. This morning, New York's Supreme Court began hearing arguments over whether or not chimpanzees deserve the right to be given legal rights. And this is all about keeping them in cages, of course. So then you've got to ask, well, what about the elephants? What about the dolphins? And what about the whales? And we'll be talking about coming up here shortly with Ed Stewart from Paul's. He's going to weigh in. And the bunnies and all of those good things. There's a lot going on. Oh, well, and then last night, let's go to a little show business nonsense. Last night was the season premiere of America's Got Talent. You know, and we still have Heidi and Howard and Heidi. And there was this young guy named Drew Lynch who auditioned. Now, here's the thing about him. When he was 20, a softball hit him right in the middle of his throat and screwed up his vocal cords. So now he's a stutterer. But that hasn't stopped him from being a stand-up comedian. Part of his act last night was, which, by the way, did impress the judges, and they moved him on. He pretended to be the GPS in a car.
I wouldn't
big to where people start to use my voice as the voice of their GPS. it's like in one thousand feet, make a U-turn. Your destination is ahead of you on the right. Rerouting. U-turn. You should the guy.
And there you have it. So he moves on. Or she.
Interesting.
I think it's a he.
Well, who did you say this is? Because I saw a stuttering comic years ago in a local club, and there must be at least two of them.
Oh, okay. Well, this guy got hit in the throat by a softball.
I forget what her story was, but
well, that's
she
a Drew
stuttered.
Lynch. So that Drew is moving on. What is going on? What is going on with TLC? Don't you remember when they were originally the Learning Channel?
What do we call them
in
now?
In fact, there's an argument
Trash.
To be made. I would think they're one of the worst and least educational networks on television.
Exactly.
This just won't stop. Every day I look at it, there's more. And then this afternoon, before we went on the air, it kept changing again. So let's hope we're up to date here. TLC has still not officially pulled the plug, at least as of 7 p.m. Pacific time, 19 kids and counting. But if it does come back, it won't be worth quite as much as it was. Several companies have already decided to yank their advertising. General Mills did last week. I don't know, excellent. Yeah, when that one goes, the ship goes down. Yes, Payless
shoes. They own everything, right?
Walgreens is out of there. Choice Hotels are following their lead. There's talk that TLC might keep the show but get rid of 27-year-old Josh Duggar. And we were going through this last night. I say Duggar. I don't know. I've never seen the show. I have no interest in watching the damn thing.
No.
But I am keeping up with this silliness.
Wow.
I mean, and unbelievable. This is awful. If true, he who molested several underage girls as a teenager, including his own sisters. Now, it's not likely that would silence the critics, though, especially since his parents, Jim, Bob, and Michelle knew that their son did this, and they kept it quiet, allegedly.
Yeah, there's so much weirdo covering up going on. The whole thing
really
stinks to high heaven. They're somehow connected, and then there's the hypocrisy of this focus on the family business.
Right.
Oh, my God. And those are the people who want to cover it up the most.
And
so you know that your family is this way, and yet you go, hell yeah, let's take a crack at reality television because we got no skeletons in our closet.
Yeah.
What?
But listen,
kind of bravado.
But Heather, it gets better. So they decided instead to deal with it privately, so they say, rather than turn their son in.
Right.
And it was only after the secret got out a few years later that they had to admit it to police. But guess what? When the police found out, the statute of limitations had run out.
How convenient. I wonder if anyone Googled that.
Now, in a lot of states, when it comes to child molestation, there are no statute of limitations.
And I think a lot of people are looking to overturn that because that's garbage.
Now,
if you're a little kid, of course, you've been abused and what do I want to say?
Okay.
You know, some adult said, don't tell anyone. And as a child, you're like, okay, I better be good and not. If they said don't tell, I won't tell. You know, they just manipulate them. And anyway, don't get me started.
All right. So, and now, just keep both hands on the wheel, but I'll scratch my head. How can it get worse? And then they kept looking worse as people people are obviously pointing out how hypocritical some of their past statements and actions look now. Are you ready for this? Like when Jim Bob was running for Senate in 2002. Stand by. I need to move up and sit up in front of the microphone. And said incest should be punishable by death. For the record, Josh is still alive.
He looks like he's still. Let me check. He's still alive.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I figured out what TLC should rename the channel. Trash Losers and Country Bumpkins.
There's more. 19 Kids and Counting isn't the only TL show shocked and rocked by child molestation scandals. We've got Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. You know that story. I mean, Mama June was dating an ex-boyfriend who'd gotten out of jail for molesting one of her daughters. Sons of Guns, don't know what it is. TLC pulled the plug on this one after gunsmith and former Marine Will Hayden allegedly was charged with raping a 12-year-old girl, turned out to be his daughter, and then his other daughter said he raped her when she was 12. Cheer Perfection, one of the moms, Andrea Clevenger, I suppose, got 10 years in prison over multiple sexual encounters with a 13-year-old boy, canceled. And then Cake Boss, Ramingo Gonzalez, the brother-in-law of the Cake Boss himself, Buddy Valastro, got 9 years in prison in 2012 for sexually assaulting a 13-year-old girl. That show was not canceled, probably because Ramingo wasn't on the show anymore at that point.
Wow.
That's.
I wonder if you stacked up other, you know, cable channels against this one if you had as many pederasts.
Oh my God. So much for the Learning Channel. Learning how not to ever behave. Okay, and then what's going on with the dating app scene? So be warned. You have to have the conversation. Now, this isn't daddy speaking. It's not mommy speaking. It's common sense speaking. Listen to this. Dating apps, 2013, 2014, look at these numbers with syphilis and with gonorrhea. Syphilis from 2013 to 2014 in this country has risen by 79%, gonorrhea by 30%, and HIV by 33%. And they do think it is related to dating app usage. So you've got to have that talk or protect yourself.
Just bizarre.
No, that's 1 year. That's 1 year.
I wonder if it's, I don't know, a certain group of people are coming of age and having sex and don't know anything about diseases.
I'm glad you asked about that. Whether gay, straight, or bi, meeting in person or on an app, safer sex practices always need to be part of the discussion. And by the way, this is across the board. It's gay, it's straight, and it's bi.
I mean, an app just makes it easier.
It makes
at a bar.
Well, you can, but there's conversation there and there's more entanglement.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, if you go on Grindr.
What do you think people are doing in the bathroom at the
I understand. But if you go on Grindr or Tinder, it's like, okay, I'll see you or I'll be over in 15 minutes. Hey, thank you very much. Okay, have a nice night. Goodbye.
Same deal.
Pretty much. But at least,
I'm saying it's the same thing, literally. Like, okay, I met you in a bar or I met you on Tinder.
Well, I guess
now our clothes are off. Oh, should you use this thing that you have in a package?
The only thing is, let me ask you, because I don't use Tinder. Can you go back and find out who that person was? Let's say they gave you gonorrhea. Can you find who that was and say, listen, dude, you gave me gonorrhea?
I have no idea.
No, see, and I don't think you can do that with Grindr. I think it's...
Well, I'm sure you
hook
can.
Up. Well, you would have to meet them anonymously and say, hey, let's hook up again, and then hope that they show up and then say, dude, guess what I got?
Oh, you're talking crazy now.
Now, that is talking crazy, but this is how this happens.
Oh.
It's
Dr. Drexini.
Yes, because it's anonymous. Let's face it, a lot of this is anonymous sex.
I don't know. I disagree that it's anonymous, but okay.
I'll just speak for one of those apps. All right. Are we ready to move on? Because I want to talk about this, and this is a big thing. We're going to talk about the chimps. Do they have legal rights? Turns out there are arguments going on in the New York Supreme Court today that says they do. We'll talk about it next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
KGOA 10 invites you to a broadcast of Cooking with Ryan Scott, live from the Castroville Artichoke Festival, Saturday, May 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. Join Ryan as we talk everything artichoke and celebrate the official vegetable of California with special guests and co-hosts. Brought to you by the family farmers of Ocean Mist Farms, the largest grower of artichokes in North America. Find out more on the events page at KGORadio.com. Join us in Castroville and hear everything Artichoke, Saturday from 5 to 7 on KGO 810.
Are you prepared for the next financial crisis? Would another shock to the global economy derail your plans for retirement or force you out of retirement and back to work? This is Scott Hansen, co-host of Hansen McLean's Money Matters, airing Saturdays at 4 p.m. here on KGO. I'm certainly not forecasting we'll see another major pullback in the financial markets, but there's always a chance another one is lurking around the corner. As a financial advisor for over two decades, as well as co-host of the popular Money Matters radio program, I'm growing increasingly concerned with how people are investing their retirement dollars. You see, as the Fed has lowered interest rates, many people have chased higher returns by shifting their safe money out of secure investments and into riskier assets, oftentimes without even knowing it. So if you're less than totally confident that your retirement savings can survive another downturn, tune into Hanson McLean's Money Matters program Saturdays at 4 p.m. We answer your calls and questions about saving, investing, and retirement. To learn more about Hanson McLean's Money Matters, simply visit moneymatters.com or call us at 888-2-HANSON. We'll see you Saturday at 4 p.m.
The International Champions Cup is bringing more world-class soccer to the Bay Area. Don't miss Manchester United as they take on your San Jose Earthquakes July 21st at Kabam Field at California Memorial Stadium. Sign up for the presale at internationalchampionscup.com. See 20-time English champions Manchester United take on the two-time MLS Cup champions San Jose Earthquakes. Manchester United versus the San Jose Earthquakes. July 21st, Kabam Field at California Memorial Stadium. Tickets go on sale Friday. Sign up for the presale at internationalchampionscup.com. You won't want to miss it.
Ever wish you had a team of specialists to help you lose weight? That's what you get with Jumpstart MD. Our experts evaluate your medical condition with your lifestyle goals and combine it with our expertise in nutrition science to customize a program just for you. Over 20,000 people in the Bay Area have already partnered with the Jumpstart MD team to lose weight. Find your Jumpstart coach and call 1-855-JUMPSTART today. Call by May 31st and mention KGO to save 25% off your first visit.
You can drive a Fiat 500e electric car for only $159 per month from Premier Fiat of Fremont. You probably pay more for gas. For only $159 per month plus tax, you can drive a brand new car in the carpool lane and you'll never stop at a gas station again. Plus, you get a $2,500 rebate check from the state. Offer ends May 31st. Go into Premier Fiat of Fremont today or log on to drive500e.com. Live at this offer, MSRP $32,700, 36-month lease, $34.59 total due at signing. Zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year, 25 cents per mile for excessive mileage. Credit must be approved by Chrysler Capital.
I'm a freelance photographer, and I handle my own business. That's why I use QuickBooks Self-Employed. It's a simple program that helps me estimate my federal quarterly taxes and separate my business and personal expenses. Say I buy a new lens. The purchase pops up on my phone. I just swipe left to file it as a business expense. And tickets to a ball game with my kids? I swipe right to file as personal.
Dad, I'm hungry.
And swipe right for the hot dogs. That's how I own it.
If you work for yourself, try QuickBooks Self-Employed with a free 30-day trial. Learn more at qbselfemployed.com.
Before a diamond can become a Shane Company diamond, it has to meet my high standards for beauty and value. First, my buyers make sure the diamond has lots of sparkle. Then, they examine the diamond under 10-power magnification, and if something isn't right, they reject the diamond, regardless of the stone's 4 C's, cut, color, clarity, and carat weight. Jewelers who buy their diamond sight unseen, solely based on the 4 C's grades, don't know if their stones are hazy, grainy, chipped, cracked, or have dense clusters of inclusions. Maybe those jewelers believe that what their customers don't know won't hurt them? Come to Shane Company, and whatever diamond size and grade you choose, you will get a more beautiful diamond for your money.
Shane Company, direct diamond importers in Cupertino, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
Hear the news on KGO 810, then talk about it on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
All right, we're not crazy. No, not at all. Well, maybe we are. Mucho loco. Regardless, we're still going to talk about, is it time that chimps are given legal rights? And, of course, what about the elephants, the dolphins, and the whales? We're all about it. We've been talking about this for a long time. And once again, we welcome back our guest, Ed Stewart from Paul's. Ed, thank you very much for joining us this evening. Good evening.
Hey, Drex, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, this morning, New York Supreme Court heard arguments over whether chimpanzees deserve to be given legal rights. Would you like to expand upon that?
Well, you know, it sounds kind of crazy. We actually had Stephen Wise, the director of that project and the lawyer who argued the case today, at our conference in Burbank last year in November. And when they told me he was coming, I thought, you know, we're more circus zoo animal type organization. I thought it might be a little bit much for our group, and he might not get a great reaction. There are all different degrees of animal rights people or animal welfare people. And I thought, I just didn't know if it would fit. And he got a standing ovation.
Well, for the sake of posterity, the case is the non-human rights project versus Stanley, the state of New York Supreme Court. And this is about these two chimpanzees, Hercules and Leo. Do I have that correct? They're used right. in universities for experiments. They're not necessarily zoo animals or circus animals.
Right. Okay. Right. And so I thought maybe this wouldn't fit. But actually, a chimp is a chimp, whether he's in a lab in Gombe in the forest or in a circus somewhere. I mean, you know, we look at the animals like they're individuals. And what we do to them in captivity in all cases, I think, is deplorable. But just keeping them in a cage is depriving them of a normal life.
Well, they're experimenting on them, obviously.
And experimenting is takes it another level. I mean, there's no law against a researcher breaking the bones of a chimpanzee or poisoning him or burning him and also not giving them pain medication. So there are no laws protecting these chimps. And I think it's time to move beyond using these.
I think it sounds horrible. Of course, I know what the other side is saying. Oh, here we go. California la-la land with Drex. You know, how are we supposed to move forward ethically and medicinally with, finding cures for this, that, or the other without doing these sort of things? We've been doing it for a long time.
Well, it's the dark ages. I'm sure there are alternatives out there that can spare these animals the pain and suffering of living up to 50 years. These chimps live 50 years in boxes. I mean, they're in boxes.
Horrible.
And even when they're retired, they talked about retiring these chimps to a sanctuary. You know, we have a sanctuary for elephants, and a lot of times that doesn't fix the animal when you send it to a sanctuary. I mean, it's definitely better, but it's not going to fix the mental stress and the physical problems that these chimps have had.
Well, they're going to suffer from PTSD just like humans, I would suppose. Am I correct about that or am I wrong?
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, elephants, that's the big thing now, just being captured and brought into captivity, living in captivity is just enormously stressful for these intelligent animals.
Okay, so here comes the questions at Generation Drex. But how can a chimp have rights if it can't even speak?
Well, these are all good points. I'm not a lawyer, but they do have a lot of similarities to humans. I mean, they have 99% of our DNA. I mean, not speaking is one of the only things that they don't do. You know, they hold hands, they kiss, they embrace, they nurse their young for 4 or 5 years. You know, they show emotion. You know, they're about like a 2 or 3 year old child. And if any mothers or fathers out there with young kids think of what these chimps go through, it's the same kind of a mental stress that a young human being would go through.
If you'd like to weigh in, the number's 808-0810. Thank you, Ed. I've got a break for the news. Ed Stewart is with Paul's. And when we come back, did you hear about this crazy stunt? This Danish radio station killed a rabbit on live on the air because they wanted to have a debate about people's hypocrisy when it comes to animal welfare. Did you hear about that story?
Well, about food.
Yes. Like, we eat rabbits, so we're going to have one, which I thought was pretty cruel and unusual to do on the air. I don't know what you think, but if you don't mind, we'll hold on here a second, and we will check in with the news department. And if you'd like to weigh in, you have something to say about what we're talking about or what we're going to talk about, the number is 808-0810, or you can text us at
35253. Please use the keyword Drex.
Thank you, Heather. The Drex Radio Show continues, coming up here in a minute on KGO810.
Did you know your ugly, cracked, stained, embarrassing driveway, patio, or walkway can actually earn you money? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one designer and installer of elegant outdoor living systems. This spring, love your home again and turn your old hardscapes into big savings with our free demolition and instant recycling cash credit. Call System Pavers today at 888-PAVE-002 and you'll save like never before because we'll demolish and remove your old, ugly concrete or asphalt for free and give you an instant recycling cash credit toward our beautiful interlocking pavers, SP Turf, custom-built-in barbecues, fire pits, and wonderful outdoor lighting. This could add up to hundreds, even thousands in savings, but you must call now at 888-PAVE-002. Don't wait. Our free demolition, removal, and instant recycling credit only applies to new jobs for completion by June 30th. 888-PAVE-002, 888-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
Contractor license 661575.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199, 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Hi, this is Scott Hansen, co-host of the popular Hansen McLean's Money Matters show. For nearly two decades, this program has been broadcast from the Capital Region, and I'm happy to announce is now on KGO, Saturdays at 4 p.m. To learn more, visit moneymatters.com.
So is it times that chimps are given legal rights along with elephants, dolphins, and whales? And by the way, what about the rabbits? So these Danish radio guys killed a rabbit live on there because they said there's so much hypocrisy when it comes to animal welfare. We eat rabbits, so they killed one live on the air. What are your thoughts? 808-0810 is the number. First, let's check in with John Libertini in the KGO newsroom.
Well, Drex, it is a history-making night for the Golden State Warriors.
Curry, 2-on-3, down the lane, stops, shoots off balance, and scores.
After a terrible first quarter shooting the ball and a slugfest after that with the Houston Rockets, the W's have taken control of Game 5 of their NBA Western Conference playoff series. This would be the clincher, and the Warriors, with under 6 minutes to go, leading the Rockets 89-75. We've got KGO 810's Bruce McGowan live on the KGO live line from Oakland. And, Bruce, can the fans feel it yet?
They can, but there's still a lot of time left to go. 5 minutes to play. The lead is down to 11. But the 22-year-old forward Harrison Barnes, a slender young man from North Carolina University, may be the hero of the night. He scored 9 straight points, a 3-point shot, a couple of driving layups, and a dunk. This has been a very sloppily played game. A lot of fouls on the Warriors. And Klay Thompson was actually hit in the head and had to come off the floor after a flying Trevor Ariza knocked in just above the ear in the head. He had to actually take him to the locker room. If he checked out, he's okay. He's leading all scorers with 20. Tough night for James Harden, the number one guy for Houston normally, hitting only 2 of 10 from the floor as the Rockets continue to shoot poorly. And the Warriors hanging on right now. They lead it 89-80, 4:49 to go. John, that's a lot of time left in a basketball game.
All right, that is Bruce McGowan live out at Oracle Arena. Well, desperate times bring desperate measures. With state water officials ordering a 16% water cutback, East Bay Mud is now forced to spend tens of millions of dollars on emergency water supplies. This is East Bay Mud spokeswoman Andrea Poog.
The district needs to purchase additional water supplies so that the East Bay, our residents, our businesses can make it through another drought year.
The district is planning to buy water from a number of suppliers. Yesterday, purchase was made from Placer County.
It would be 12,000 acre feet for a maximum cost of $6 million in 2015.
The overall plan is to buy up to 65,000 acre feet of water at a cost of over $55 million.
That is KGO 810's Carolyn Burns.
Everyone is at risk here. It's not just the teens themselves.
Parents, listen up. The summer months are the deadliest time of year for driving teenagers.
President and CEO of AAA's Foundation for Traffic Study, Peter Kissinger.
I mean, if history repeats itself over the next 3 months, 220 teenagers will die each month in car crashes, 40% higher than any other month of the year.
Their latest study also found 2/3 of those killed or injured in crashes involving a teen driver are people other than teens.
everyone is at risk here.
The report was released to coincide with the 100 deadliest days, the span between Memorial Day and Labor Day.
That is correspondent John Stolness. And now to Salmonella. State health officials believe they've tracked down the source that sent 10 people to the hospital and sickened 30 others here in California. Anita Gore is with the State Health Department.
A number of the cases that we've talked to do report eating sushi made with raw tuna prior to getting sick.
In all, 53 people were sickened in 9 states. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:33.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free trading and investing class so you can check this out. And right now, if you call in and mention Offer Radio 50, Online Trading Academy will comp the class and even send you home with a free $247 home study program. Call right now and reserve your seat while space is still available. Call 888-712-TRADE. Call 888-712-TRADE. Mention Offer Radio 50. Call 888-712-TRADE or online at otaclass.com. That's 888-712-8723 or otaclass.com.
We are coming up on 8:35 here on KGO. It is time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We will start in San Francisco, southbound 280 just before Alameda. You've got a 3-vehicle accident there, and one of those vehicles is overturned, blocking the right lanes. Traffic isn't jammed too badly, but it is stop and go back to San Jose Avenue. Finally looking good on the Bay Bridge in both directions, though you do have some minor slowdowns from Treasure Island to the Toll Plaza. Now, eastbound on the Skyway, it is still stop and go from 101. Northbound 101 is from Hospital Curve up to about 80, very heavy. And some minor construction delays on 92 eastbound on the San Mateo Bridge between Foster City Boulevard and the high-riser. That's breaking up right now. Livermore, westbound 580 just after Greenville Road. Construction still has you jammed from just a little after North Flynn. And in Antioch, eastbound 4, that emergency road work at Contra Loma apparently not done yet. Traffic is crawling. It's not as bad as it was, but it is still crawling from just after Loveridge Road. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
In sports, the Giants and the A's win today, and with just over 4 minutes to go, fourth quarter, Game 5 of the NBA playoff series, Golden State Warriors 91, Houston Rockets 80. W's win this game. They're in the NBA Finals against the Cleveland Cavaliers and LeBron James. And now your Bay Area weather forecast from KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Morning low clouds for the entire Bay Area will give way to mostly sunny skies, occasional high clouds for the Bay and inland, upper 50s to low 80s. Friday, even warmer, everyone will feel it. Fog will give way to sun, low 60s to mid 80s, and then Saturday we'll do the fog to sun again. Sundays, you will notice an increase in the cloud cover leading up to either drizzle or a slight chance of showers.
And the best chance of rain in the North Bay between Sunday night and Monday morning. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got scattered clouds and 55 degrees in Napa, 55 in Half Moon Bay, 58 in Santa Cruz. And wouldn't you know it, my little computer liked to recycle about this time. 57 in Oakland, 57 San Jose, 55 in San Francisco. More of the Drex Radio Show coming up. I'm John Lobertini, KGO A10.
Check this out. Isn't it time that chimps are given legal rights? And what about elephants, dolphins, and whales? Actually, today, New York's Supreme Court is hearing arguments over whether chimpanzees deserve to be given legal rights. Now, we're talking about, and by the way, if you look at these, we're talking about anatomical research projects, not so much zoos or shows or, you know, the monkey in the backyard or pets, circuses. We're talking about them doing experiments on these animals and whether they deserve rights or not, legal rights to protect them.
And Stephen Wise in court compared lab chimps to saying they were enslaved just like African Americans were.
Yeah, it's really bad. I mean, when you see cords coming out of their heads, for God's sakes, how much more do you need to know? Yeah. And so this all sounds pretty radical to some people. You know, I have to say, Ed, a few people called. Yes, I got some great support during the break, and I do appreciate that because I am an animal lover. So the next question was, well, so what do we want? Free the cows, the pigs, the chickens too?
Well, you know, all animals are personal property, and I think that's the problem with a lot of the misuse of animals. you know, they have absolutely no rights. You know, it's not like they want rights just like a human. I mean, that's the ultimate goal for Steve Weiss. But you know, they really don't have any rights when they're stuck in a cage in a lab for 50 years. You know, humans are supposed to be compassionate, and compassion is compassion, whether you're compassionate for humans or animals. It's across the board, and I think we're going to look back on this age when we did this kind of thing, maybe not in the too distant future, maybe 10 or 15 years, and say, can you believe that we put a chimpanzee in a box in a lab and left it there for 50 years in order to do experiments on it for
Well, look what the space race did. I mean, the Soyuz went up and they put a chimpanzee in there, and you know, you got an orbiting monkey.
Right. I mean, you know, 100 years ago, it was, you know, they're talking about the slippery slope. You know, it's a slippery slope. It'll go from chimps. It'll go, you know, to whales and elephants.
Yeah, right.
And look, you know, 100 years ago, it was the vote for women. And now look, you know, the slippery slope is now they want equal pay for equal work. I mean, it's taken 100 years to get to that point. I would say the slippery slopes here go pretty slowly.
I would say so, too. Let's talk about what's happening around the world, and this has taken on a life of its own. So this Danish radio station killed a 9-week-old rabbit live on the air, okay? They said they wanted to start a debate about people's hypocrisy when it comes to animal welfare. So the host bought a baby rabbit from a pet store. He brought it into the studio, clubbed it 3 times in the neck with a bicycle pump, then twisted its neck, and he said he consulted a zoo worker who kills rabbits to feed other animals and learned the most humane way to do it. Then he took it home, skinned it, and made rabbit stew for his kids. Now, he's gotten a lot of backlash over this because his point is, you people, you animal rights freaks, are hypocrites because you want to have your rabbit and your cake and eat it too. You want both, and you can't have it both ways. You know, if you want to eat rabbit, well, guess what happens? This is the way we do it. I just happen to be doing it live on the air.
I think the disconnect is that people see meat in a grocer's freezer and they're like, oh, I think I'll make hamburgers tonight. But they would never hurt a cow. So the man was making a point. I get it.
Right. And how do you feel about that, Ed?
Well, I mean, he was making a point, but, you know, we look at the individual animals, and for that 9-week-old bunny that they bought out of a store, you know, I keep hoping that they're going to, you know, somehow make it appear tomorrow and like it never happened. I can't believe they did that. There are better ways of making points. I mean, if you're smart, you can make a point without killing a rabbit on the air. You know, I mean, people, it won't make a difference for humans. I mean, you know, people can watch a news story about pink slime while they're eating a hamburger. So, you know, it really somehow isn't working. That kind of connection isn't being made. I look at the 9-week-old bunny. I mean, it's what are we teaching our kids? What are we, you know, they also... At the Copenhagen Zoo, they killed that giraffe and fed it to the lions in front of school kids.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know that. 808-0810, what do you think about this Danish radio station who killed the 9-week-old rabbit? Yes, he did pick up the rabbit named Alan from a pet store, brought it into the radio station, and clubbed it 3 times in the neck with a bicycle pump. And they took it home, skinned it, and ate it. I mean, I know they eat rabbit. So, you know, there's a lot of people that eat rabbit. Well, Heather and I were discussing that today. I mean, I think you're on to something, Heather. It's the divide. It's different when you pick it up at the grocery store.
You would go to French Laundry and order the rabbit.
That's right. So exactly, to her point.
Well, yeah, and the way that animals are factory farmed now is different than 100 years ago when people had farms and they raised their own animals. So there is a disconnect now. I mean, really, if people could walk through a rabbit farm, a turkey farm, a chicken farm, and see how the animals are raised, I think a lot. And also, you know, we pretty much have cut out veal because people somehow understood, you know, the horrendous treatment that veal calves get. But I think we have a long way to go with our farm animals. I mean, I was born in the Midwest. I ate meat every day of my life.
No.
So I,
Me too.
Because I grew up and now I'm a vegan. I mean, I've been on sort of a evolutionary rocket, you know, since the last.
Let me give out the phone number, 808-0810. If you have a comment about what we're talking about, do chimps have civil rights? Should we be given legal rights? They're actually not civil rights, but legal rights to be taken away from these scientific experiments. And what about, I mean, you know, if I bring something in here and kill it so that I could have it for lunch tomorrow, would that be cool with you? Obviously, I would not do that, but, you know, there might be some people who would. It's certainly got a lot of attention. It's gotten worldwide attention. I mean, you know, I'm talking about it. Do you think there should be more backlash against this, or does it make his point?
Well, we can watch and see what happens to the rabbit consumption in Denmark and see if it did any good. And hopefully that little bunny didn't give its life for absolutely nothing except a publicity stunt, because another thing is
that's what it was. That's what bothers me the most about it. Of course it was
a radio
publicity stunt
for animals. That bunny is collateral damage, I think, is the host's point.
Yeah, well, that's the only one that I'm thinking of is the rabbit that they did that to. And who's to say that he did it humanely? I mean, what is humanely in a radio studio, you know?
A bicycle pump across the head 3 times and a swift jerk of the neck.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
I'm not so sure either. There's a time and a place, and there's not a time or a place for me. So back to the chimps here. What do you think will happen if the court decides in favor of the chimps? You know, they're simply going to let them out of the animal research. What are they going to do? I mean, you know, as you said, if they've been experimented on for the last decade or so, what can possibly be done or said?
Well, they have a nice place in Florida for those chimps to go if they get out of the lab. I mean, that would absolutely be the best case scenario for those chimps. You know, they can maybe be socialized with other chimps. You know, they're so intelligent and they've been deprived for so long. It's you know, it takes geniuses really to rehab chimps that have been through that kind of a life.
I'm running out of time here, but I want to talk to Raymond in Oakland. Raymond, you're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
Hi, it's called speciesism. Thinking our species is more important than the other species. Some people say we got that from the Bible, but I think it's horrendous, the factory farm conditions and also experimenting on live animals. I have an Amazon parrot I got from a neighbor, and I learned a lot from it just by being its friend. Whereas this professor captures wild birds and does experiments on them, you know, I mean, animals.
Well, that's basically what the New York Supreme Court is deciding. You know, how much of this can go on? What, you know, what is over the line? When is enough enough? And I guess we'll find out.
I think it's definitely enough is enough for those two chimps. You know, no matter what they decide, that university should send them to Florida.
Well, and now maybe they can send the guys from, you know, these Danish DJs to Florida along with them. It would be a good place for them, too. All right. Edward, you're fantastic as always. Edward Stewart from Paul's. And I appreciate it. Have a
wonderful
night.
Let's remind folks what PAWS stands for. Performing Animal Welfare Society, right?
That's right.
Because there's another PAWS out there, and I don't want them to be confused.
Everybody who came up with PAWS thinks that they're the only one, and then all of a sudden they're all over the place. But we're the Performing Animal Welfare Society.
Thank you very much, Ed. Have a good night.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. I have to tell you, all right, thank you very much to Ed. That was a great conversation. We'll see what happens to these guys, you know, these Danish guys. I think they're in a lot of trouble. They're coming after their company,
not see how they might have done something for the greater good?
I see the point.
Okay.
Here's what's going to happen if they get canned. They're going to get hired again somewhere else. All right.
Sure.
Inside Amy Schumer, your favorite show. Actually, she was defending Bill Cosby in court last night. Would you like to hear?
How genius is just the name of her show? God, I love that.
Inside Amy Schumer. That's coming up along with the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Attention type 2 diabetics, listen closely as there is stunning diabetic news that could change your life and your health. Patients are now finding that their medical doctors are having them taken off medications and insulin. You heard that right. Actually reducing and eliminating medications and insulin for type 2 diabetics. A South Bay clinic will reveal the healthcare strategies that are making this stunning trend possible during a free diabetics dinner talk. Some patients agree that emerging clinical applications are safer and more effective than their previous healthcare recommendations. To see if you qualify and to register for this free diabetes dinner talk, call 1-800-406-5554, 1-800-406-5554. Space is extremely limited, so call 1-800-406-5554. Again, to qualify and register, call 1-800-406-5554.
Dirty carpet? Call Zero Res. Call for the May Magic Special. Three rooms for only $119 plus a free hallway. Call 877-321-0739. That's 877-321-0739 for Zero Res. Call now, 877-321-0739.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestions out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms, guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Here's a crazy idea from Cash Call Mortgage. Take the mortgage you closed in the last year and look at redoing it at today's 15-year fixed 2.875% rate and APR with no closing costs. Just call 877-890-CASH, and with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you how much your payment could drop with the do-over refi. And you won't pay any points, deposits, or fees. None. It's so easy. Just do the regular paperwork, most of which you already did for your last refi, and we'll do the rest. So make the cash call at 877-890-CASH for today's 15-year fixed 2.875% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs. The do-over refi, only from Cash Call Mortgage. Call 877-890-CASH and see for yourself.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
How would you like to make up to $20,000 a month flipping houses with no risk? Hi, my name is Nick Vertucci, and over the last 2 years, my elite team of house flippers have flipped over 800 properties by using my three-step flipping system that guarantees quick profits. And this year, we plan to double it. I'm growing my team in your area and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, so I need you. All interested candidates, call now and take an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes in Flipping CD kit that will show you how easy it is to get in, get out, and get paid immediately flipping houses if you come join my team.
Call 1-800-708-4757 now to get your free Fortunes in Flipping kit. Call 800-708-4757 757 in the next 20 minutes, and Nick will also give you free tickets to a live workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-708-4757. That's 800-708-4757, and get your free kit now.
Right now at the Home Depot, you can get the Dremel 3000 Series Rotary Toolkit for just $59. So let's get busy and get building, whatever, whenever, with the tool that puts the handy in handyman. Now you can cut, carve, grind, and polish. Make it, and make it for less. Let's do this. Dremel 3000 Series Rotary Toolkit, just $59. Right now, at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through May 31st, U.S. only.
Tune in and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
What the hell is going on in Ann Coulter's mind? Not much.
Oh, my God. Don't get me started.
Not much. You know, I wouldn't even bring it up, except I walked in the house last night, and for some reason, I guess I had it on earlier in the day because I watched The Five before I leave to go to work. And those guys, yeah, as Fox News goes. But, you know, be close to your friends, closer to your enemies kind of thing. But regardless, I came in, and there was Ann Coulter spewing. I could not believe what was coming out of her mouth.
She's pathological.
She's nuts in her first interview. I mean, she's doing this new publication of her new book. It's called Adios America.
Hey, let's raise money and have her and Pam Geller like mud wrestle, wanna?
Yes, Pam Geller was
They'll
on
do it if we say know, that the money will go to the Tea Party or something like that. Let's like, we'll say, okay. Oh, we're going to get Rick Santorum elected. The funds will go to his campaign. What do you say?
Oh, and then he announced his presidency today. So let's see, we should have Santorum, Rick Perry, Jeb Bush, and Ted Cruz all play Thelma and Louise together, save us a whole lot of time, money, and effort, and just drive straight off a cliff because they're going nowhere. Oh, yeah. And
well, that's what they would do to the country, so. Yeah. It's us or them.
Yeah. And you could throw Anne in the back seat. That would work out well. So
how about in the trunk, bound and gagged?
Perfect. Should we play with, because you have the audio, so I have not heard this. Is it saying what I think she's saying?
She's insane, and it's so distasteful, but let her rip.
Okay, let's hear it.
You've said that Americans should fear immigrants more than ISIS.
Yes.
Most immigrants are not terrorists, nor criminals.
And I have a little tip
No one is biologically predisposed to commit a crime.
If you don't
want to
be killed by ISIS, don't go to Syria. If you don't want to be killed by a Mexican, there's nothing I can tell you.
Then what are we worried about?
Very easy to avoid being killed by ISIS. Don't fly to Syria.
Do you think that people are biologically predisposed to commit crimes?
No, I think there are cultures that are obviously deficient. And if they weren't deficient, you wouldn't be sitting in America interviewing me. I'd be sitting in Mexico. You fled that culture because there are a lot of problems with that culture. Hopefully it can be changed, but we can share our culture with other nations without bringing all of their people here. When you bring the people here, you bring those cultures here. That includes honor killings. It includes uncles raping their nieces. It includes... not paying your taxes. It includes paying bribes to government officials. That isn't our culture. You can see the successful cultures in the world. They have been studied ad infinitum. America is the best in the world, and we are about to lose it, and everyone who lives here is going to lose that.
She says, no one in America bribes government officials. Wake up.
What planet is she
and,
on?
And no one rapes anyone in America. No. That's your culture.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
She needs her own car to go over the cliff by herself.
Oh, my God. Okay, for this segment, we're only taking calls from Hispanic Americans.
Well,
pretend we've got Ann Coulter bound and gagged and sitting in a chair and just let her have it, but keep it clean.
Okay, so here was the creme de la creme. I have a little tip. If you want to be killed by ISIS, you don't want to be killed by ISIS. If you don't want to be killed by ISIS, you don't go to Syria. If you don't want to be killed by a Mexican, well, there's nothing I can tell you. 8080810. You tell me.
Oh my God.
She's brave. I honestly,
mistake insanity for bravery.
I want to put her in the same box with Pam Geller.
Yeah,
they were spewing last night. You know, she wants to put the Muhammad cartoon on transit buses in Washington, D.C., and the city has said no. And she says, well, you know, I'm going to sue you.
They're media whores.
Right.
They're useless human beings.
Right.
They're just
waste
out there
of skin.
Stirring up stuff.
Unbelievable. Now, her and Pam Geller should be in their own cars going off that cliff. Thelma Louise, yes. So let's take Ann out of the trunk and put her in there with Pam Geller. I mean, Pam was just as nuts last night. She's like, look, you know, the city runs the buses. They buy the advertising. I have every right to buy advertising and put Muhammad cartoons on there.
No, remember Indiana, no shirt, no shoes, no service. I don't have to sell anybody anything I don't want to. How's that? It's not free speech. It's capitalism.
And there you have it. And now we have the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the way. By the way, and we're going to be talking to one of our guests, and Robert Ducey, I think is his name, and he's going to talk about the legalization that threatens Oakland drug dealers' revenue coming up here after the top of the hour and the late night late show wrap up on the way on KGO 810.
If I could redo any room, it would be the master bathroom.
Oh, outdoor kitchen, absolutely.
Yeah, I want to walk in and feel like I'm in a spa.
Like I'm at a beach party.
Heated floor tiles, gentle rain, shower heads.
Loud sound system around the pool.
If you can imagine it, now's the time to create it.
It would be my retreat.
My retreat.
For a limited time, you can take advantage of a Comerica Bank Home Equity Flex Line with an introductory rate of just 2.99% APR for the first 9 months. A later variable rate is effective after the introductory time period. With rates this low, there's never been a better time to reimagine your home. To learn more about credit costs and terms, call Comerica Bank at 800-829-5356. Introductory APR of 2.99% is for home equity line of credit accounts only and applies to balances for the first 9 monthly statement cycles after the account open date. Variable rate in effect after the introductory time period. Loans are subject to credit approval. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender, equal housing lender.
KGOA 10 invites you to a broadcast of Cooking with Ryan Scott, live from the Castroville Artichoke Festival, Saturday, May 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. Join Ryan as we talk everything artichoke and celebrate the official vegetable of California with special guests and co-hosts. Brought to you by the family farmers of Ocean Mist Farms, the largest grower of artichokes in North America. Find out more on the events page at KGORadio.com. Join us in Castroville and hear everything artichoke, Saturday from 5 to 7 on KGO 810.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool.
Dirty carpet? Call Zero Res. Call for the May Magic Special. Three rooms for only $119 plus a free hallway. Call 877-321-0739. That's 877-321-0739 for Zero Res. Call now, 877-321-0739.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.